Most people won't change. They realize they need change. But they're wanting things to change externally. You know, the Bible teaches that change starts on the heart level. You change your heart and everything else will change. That's what we're talking about today, so stay tuned for the Gospel Truth.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. So as a person thinks in their heart, that's the way they're going to be. The way that your heart goes is the way that your life goes. You can temporarily, occasionally, function, say, do something different than what is really real in your heart. But the dominant force of your life, the dominant direction of your life is going to go exactly where your heart is going. So you've got to protect your hearts, what it says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So, man, that is a powerful truth. So we've already taken these scriptures talking about that if you are surprised to see the supernatural power of God, if it's easier for you to relate to defeat than it is to victory, if it's easier for you to relate to being sick than it is being supernaturally healed, if it's easier for you to relate to being poor and doing without than it is to have abundance, if it's easier for you to relate to rejection than it is acceptance, any of these issues, well, then that's an instance or an indication, a symptom that you have a hardened heart. You know, in my own life, this is pretty recent. Back in 2002, January the 31st of 2002, the Lord showed me how I had limited God by the way I was thinking in my heart. And there was a number of things that He showed me, but one of them is, and I'm just really giving you a small slice of this. This may open you up to more questions, and I've got an entire album on just how that God spoke these things to me and how He told me to take the limits off of God. That's a separate teaching. But anyway, the Lord showed me that I had limited Him in a number of ways. And one of the things that was limiting was that I had suffered so much rejection, so much criticism over ministry and over the things that I taught, that you know what? I had gotten gun shy and I literally was intentionally not sane and being open and bold with some of the things that God has shown me because I just didn't relish the rejection that went with it. And so, you know what? That was a heart issue. And I had to adjust in my heart and say, you know what? I am going to say what God wants me to regardless of the response. That was one of the things. Another thing that He showed me was that I had been excluded and rejected, not necessarily through persecution, but just through nobody knew who I was. They didn't appreciate the message that I was sharing and stuff like that. I had become so accustomed to rejection and people ignoring me that I couldn't see myself being accepted. I couldn't see myself being a major player and really impacting the body of Christ. You know what? That's another heart issue. And as I go into a great expense or a great effort to explain in this album, when I made a decision and said that I was going to change, I called my staff together. I said, here's the problem. Here's what's been happening. And I said, I don't know if it takes a week, a month, a year, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it takes to change, but I'm changing. And when I made that heart change, I mean, I was shocked with how quickly everything began to change. Doors opened up. Since that time, our ministry has quadrupled at least. We are reaching more people. Everything has changed because it started with a heart issue. I'm trying to get across to you, many of you are wanting change. You don't have any arguments. You say that things have got to change. My marriage has got to change. My finances have got to change. My health has got to change. My relationship with God has got to change. I'm not interacting with people. And you got all of these areas that you want change, and you are praying for change out there, but you aren't recognizing that the real limit on what God can do in your life is right on the inside of you. It's your heart issue. It's a hardened heart. Areas of your life where you have just embraced and accepted and settled for mediocrity, That's the issue right there. If you could change your heart, if your heart could quit being hardened and insensitive to God, and instead, if you could reverse that and begin to start being sensitive to God, I guarantee you, you would get totally different results. So I'm saying all of these things just to impress upon you that this teaching that God has shown me and that I'm sharing with you, I believe it's vital. You've got to understand this. And once you learn these lessons, it'll keep your heart sensitive to God. Anytime you get off track and begin to start recognizing any of these symptoms of a hardened heart, anytime you see that happen, you'll know exactly what's going on. You'll understand exactly why the results are beginning to vary. You'll know exactly how to get back on track and to stay on track. I tell you, this is just, it's powerful. It is powerful. I really encourage you. You need to get the entirety of this teaching. Many people watch this program and you think that this program is the ministry itself. It's like the product. You don't need anything else. But this is the kind of teaching that you cannot get the fullness of just by listening to or watching the television program. You need to get this teaching and be able to play it over and over and over and go back and saturate yourself in it, because it takes time. It's kind of like a sponge. When you get a dried out sponge, you can stick it in the water, and if you just put it under there for a second and pull it out, you may get a little bit of moisture around the edges, but the core of that sponge is still going to be hard and dry. You have to keep that in there. You have to let it sit and soak and saturate. And it's the same thing with this truth. Your heart doesn't change on a dime. As I go further into this teaching, this is going to be another major point that we make, is that it takes time for your heart to change. It doesn't change quickly, which some people see that as a great negative, and they say, I wish God would have made it differently. But you know what? It's actually a positive thing, because even though it takes time to take a hardened heart and to sensitize it towards God, and it takes effort and time, the positive side of that is that once you get that heart sensitive to God, it doesn't just change like that and go back to being insensitive. It takes time. It takes process. And if you understand this teaching on hardness of heart, the moment you begin to start recognizing any of these symptoms of a hardened heart, you can stop that process. And so this means that you can't just fall off of the wagon with God accidentally. It doesn't happen in just a moment's period of time. It takes a long period of time to harden your heart towards God. It takes a long period of time to sensitize your heart towards God. But once you get it there, it takes a long period of time to go back the other direction. You can actually take all of these truths that we're talking about our heart and how it becomes hardened towards God, and you can use these things for positive reasons and apply them to your life, and it'll make a tremendous, tremendous difference. Man, I'm excited about that. I don't know if you understood the importance of what I've just said, but I tell you what, if people could grab hold of this, this would reduce the Christian life to being very, very simple. It's not hard. It's not complicated. It just takes effort, and it takes effort over a prolonged period of time. That's all it is. Let's go back to Mark chapter 6, and if you've missed any of this teaching, I just hadn't got time to go back through it, but let me show you these verses where Jesus came walking on the water to the disciples. The disciples saw him. They were shocked. They were amazed. They were about to be drowned in this storm, and Jesus was walking on top of the very thing that was killing them, and they cried out for fear. The Lord told him not to have any fear. He came into the boat. He stilled the wind and the storm, and the boat and the disciples were translated to the other side of the lake. Now, that's from John chapter 6. Not all of that is revealed here in Mark chapter 6. This is also recorded in John chapter 6, the beginning verses, and then in Matthew chapter 14, it gives the exact same instance. And in Matthew's account of this, he adds a piece of information that we don't get in Mark or in John, and that is that this is where Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water to go to Jesus too. So you have to put Matthew 14, Mark chapter 6, and John chapter 6 together to get that full picture. But this is what had happened. They were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered in Mark chapter 6, verse 51. And in verse 52, It says, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. So it tells you that the reason they were shocked, amazed, surprised to see this miraculous demonstration of the power of God was because their heart was hardened. And in the first part of that verse, it says, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves. This is what caused their heart to become hardened. Now, this is really profound. You know, I hesitate to just move on when I know that there are so many people listening to me, and it's just like going right over your head. This is such a simple truth. Most people are going to miss this. You know, Charles Capps, I heard him say this many, many years ago. I think it was Charles Capps or Kenneth Copeland. He says, this is so simple, you got to have somebody to help you to misunderstand it. And we've had so much help misunderstanding the Word of God. Some of you are just missing this, but think about this. This passage of Scripture is telling you what causes your heart to become hardened. This is just like if you had if you had water running at your home, if you have, say, three or four different outside water faucets and hoses hooked up to them, and you could see this water running and you're wasting your water and you're running up your water bill. All you got to do is trace that hose back to the faucet that is turned on or leaking. And once you find the faucet where this leak is coming out, then you can turn that faucet off. You can solve the problem. End of problem. Well, in a sense, what this is doing, we've already established that a hardened heart is a terrible thing that will make you basically spiritually retarded to God. Now we're tracing it back to its source. What is it that caused the disciples' heart to become hardened? This is profound, and this applies to every one of us. So please pay attention. This could transform your life. It says, here's what caused it. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves. Now, again, this is so simple. Don't miss it. Let me just say it this way, and then I'll go into some other scriptures and verify this and show it to you. Your heart becomes hardened to what you fail to consider. Your heart becomes sensitive to what you do consider. Now, that's profound, and I'm out of time. I'm going to have to finish this on our program tomorrow. But I encourage you to listen in because I'm about to get into some things that could change your life. Remember that we have materials on this. Our announcer is going to share that information with you. And so please take advantage of it and join me again for the Gospel Truth.
Be sure to tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on hardness of heart. Andrew's classic teaching is available as a four-part CD series or as a book. Request album R1003 or book number R303 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK58 titled The Cause Part 1 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to give you an invitation to join me for our Summer Family Bible Conference. It starts on Monday, June the 28th, and goes through Friday, July the 2nd. We also have morning services from 8 till noon on Tuesday through Friday, and our Bible college instructors will be ministering there. We're going to have a special CBC reception and an opportunity to be a part of our Caris Bible College. We've also got children's ministry for every age. It's just going to be a great time for the entire family at a beautiful time in Colorado Springs. So that's June the 28th through July the 2nd, our Summer Family Bible Conference. We encourage you to come and be a part of it.